Going back to the text that was read for you in the Gospel of Mark, specifically verse 38. Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing? Some years ago, I was attending, or I had the chance to attend, what was called a racial ethnic convocation here in the Presbyterian Church USA. And it was at that time a convocation, a conference of all the people of color in this denomination. And it was held every other year in different places. And in this particular time that I went, I never forget, it was held in Houston, Texas. And so at the time, I had boarded a plane from Atlanta, making my way to Houston. If you know anything about Houston, Houston has a few airports, and I was supposed to land in Houston Hobby Airport. And as I was flying to Houston, the sky was clear. There were no clouds. And as you get up in the plane and get at altitude, you look around, there is no clouds anywhere to be found. But by the time I landed at the airport, we had received an alert that there was a storm that was coming. Now, I don't know if you've been to Texas and other places, but these storms were like the state. It's big. And I'll never forget, I had to rent a car to make it from Houston Hobby to make it downtown to the Intercontinental Hotel while I was staying. And so I had gotten in the car and I saw it was a little bit of rain. I was moving along and the rain came down so hard that I actually had to stop and get off on the side of the road. I've never before and never again have experienced anything like that. And as soon as I drove a little bit further, the storm had stopped. The storm had passed on over. Have any of you ever been in a bad storm?
Yes.
Have you ever seen how the wind will blow and it seems like it's blowing so hard it will knock your house and your foundation down? Have you ever been in a situation where the rains rain so much that the water levels started to raise and you didn't know whether it was going to flood where you were? Have you ever been in a situation where there was a storm in your life? And see, I have been talking about a physical storm, but have you been in a mental storm? Have you been in an emotional storm? Have you been in a social storm? Have you ever been in a place that everything gets so bad that you don't know what's going to happen next? And you see the destruction that's going to happen all around you. Fred, as we live in this world today, brothers and sisters, there is storms going on. All we have to do is turn on the TV, watch the stories on the internet. Or maybe for some of you, you going through your own personal storm. And how is it that in the midst of all these things, we ask ourselves all the time, where is God? For yet we find out, in this particular story within this text, we find out that Jesus had been teaching a lot of people. Jesus had been telling people about the kingdom of God, and wherever Jesus went, people happened to flock because they were not getting any sustenance from any place else. And we find out that in this particular passage that Jesus, like anybody else who had been teaching all day and possibly all night, Jesus needed to get away for a little bit, right there in the midst of the Sea of Galilee. And on this particular day, he had told his disciples, the 12 that he had chosen to walk with him in this whole journey, told them at evening time, when people were going back to their homes and places of rest, let us go across to the other side. See, like Jesus, if we know that Jesus walked in a way just like ours, sometimes Jesus gets tired, doesn't he? Sometimes Jesus gets tired of the questions. Sometimes Jesus gets tired of people non-believing. Sometimes Jesus gets tired because he lived a life just like ours. and he needed to get away for a little bit. How many of you ever needed to get away? How many of you needed a vacation? It just so happens this morning as I had arrived here at St. Aug to let you know that the place was locked. I said, oh, Lord, how are we going to get in this place? And when we had driven through the information booth, there was nobody there. And it is the first time I've been to St. Aug that nobody was in the information booth. And so I had come, my family and I, we parked over at Cheshire, we got a few things. And I said, well, hold on, I wanted to see if the back door over here was open. And I went down to the back door and the back door was locked. I'm thinking, where is everybody? Knowing that no one is here during the summer, there's got to be somebody here. And so I had walked out over here to the circle and I had seen the security guard. He was rolling around. So he had come over and he was very nice, had opened everything up for me, upstairs, downstairs. So as we were getting here in the elevator that wasn't quite working last week when we were here, he had found the key. And so I asked him, he said, you know, Rev, there's not a whole lot of people here during the summer. You know, it's just me. Matter of fact, he was the only one here all night and even this morning. He said, because no one is here on campus this weekend. So when I asked him, I said, you know, you need a break. Are you going to have a vacation? He says, well, I hope to have one in July. And he said, I haven't had a vacation in 2 years. Sometimes you just got to get away. And you need to get away, number one, because, you know, sometimes it's people just get on your nerve. I'm not talking about church people. I'm talking about people at work, people that you deal with on a daily basis. Because we love each other here and want to be with each other all the time. But we need to get away sometimes. See, we can't work all the time. You have to be able to get some refreshment, some rest, some relaxation, to do something away from somebody else. Because sometimes life just gets hard. And if we keep running ourselves into the ground like maybe Jesus was going to do, Jesus knew that it was not going to be good for him. So Jesus needs what we call today self-care. You got to help yourself out, because if you don't help yourself, who's going to help you? Nobody. So we find out that Jesus was with the disciples, told them, let's go on the other side of the Sea of Galilee that I can get away from the people so we can have some rest. And so he left the crowd behind. So he and the disciples had gotten the boat, and there were other boats out there on the sea as well. And it tells us here, as they were in the boat, looking forward to getting on the other side away from people, there was this great windstorm that had arose on the Sea of Galilee. Now, first of all, you must know that the storms that would happen on the Sea of Galilee were not uncommon. The Sea of Galilee itself was 680 some odd feet below sea level, but there were mountains around it that lifted up to as high as 2,000 feet above sea level. And see, at the top up there where the mountains are, the air was cold. But yet down there where the sea was, the weather down there was warm. And if you know anything about the weather, when the cold and the hot comes together, there's going to be a storm. And not only that, although the Sea of Galilee was 680 feet below sea level, the sea was only 200 feet deep. So when a storm hit, it hit hard. And it brought the water up, and the wind was throwing boats everywhere. And these boats weren't like big, giant cruise ships. These were small boats that were out there at the time. So you can imagine as they are out there in the middle of this great windstorm, and the waves were beating into the boat, and the water was coming over the boat. They must have felt like they were sinking. They must have felt like they were in some type of danger. And they were sitting up there. You can imagine that Peter, and remember, Peter was the one that started speaking before he thought about anything. And you can imagine he was thinking, oh my goodness, what's happening here? We need to get off like Chicken Little, just yell, we got to get out. The sky is falling. The sky is falling. Some of the others trying to calm him down. Some of them were saying, well, let's wake up Jesus. Some of them were saying, well, let's not wake up Jesus. You can imagine as they were going through the storms of life here on this boat, they didn't know what to do. How many of us know what to do in the midst of the storm? How many of us lose our heads and our minds? How many times do we look at TV, how people are doing well, but let something happen to them, and they're not only killing themselves, they're killing their whole families? How do we look at, even the last couple of weeks, that people who are successful, Kate Spade, Anthony Bourdain, and others, who we look at in the eyes of the world doing well, killing themselves? How many times do we find people that we come up upon because of mental illness or whatever else? They are looking good on the outside, but they're breaking apart on the inside. And some people are not able to handle the storms that are going on in life. See, it used to be we were told in church to keep your hand in God's hands, that everything would be all right. They say, keep your hand on the plow, and everything would be all right. But brothers and sisters, we have a world that is totally different today. We have a world where people face pressures. There's a pressure to do well. There's a pressure to get ahead. There's a pressure to keep up with the Joneses. There's pressures to belong to the groups that we belong to. It's pressure just to stay married sometimes and to have children. There's pressures not only, there's only pressures when you're employed, but what about when you're not employed? There's pressure for those of us who are older, trying to make decisions whether we're going to eat or have our medicine. There's pressures for many of us knowing that we are just a check away from the welfare line. There's pressures for us, even as African-American people, as we see what is going on as other people of color here in this country today. It's just pressure to wake up in the morning and get out the door. Knowing what you are going to face is not the easiest thing in the world. And yet, we find out, in the midst of all the commotion, in the midst of all the fearfulness, in the midst of feeling danger and sinking and the water coming over, Jesus is chilling down at the bottom of the boat. Now, could you imagine being on the boat with Jesus and all this stuff is happening, and you know what Jesus can do because you stayed with him for a little bit and you saw how he healed people, how he brought people back from the dead, how he confronted the authorities. You know Jesus can do something. But Jesus is sleeping in the bottom of the boat. And today, brothers and sisters, we still have people that believe, in the midst of everything that's happening, that Jesus is not with us. We find out, whether it's people and families being separated, immigration. We find out whether people are having difficult times within lives today. We find out that although it's hard to get up in the morning to make it, people are still looking for Jesus. But Jesus is chilling. And it seems like no matter what we do, that Jesus is nowhere around. I know that many of you have probably felt that you've been going through something, and you ask yourself, you pray in faith every day, waiting for God to do something. But yet Jesus seemingly is not around. I'll never forget when I graduated from ITC, and Dr. Renita Weems, who at the time was the Old Testament professor at Vanderbilt Divinity School, she had preached to us, what happens when the bush stops burning? And she had came from the book of Exodus, and she had talked to us as newly graduates of seminary, talking about that many of you have a new call now, you have a new church, and everything looks fine, but there will be a time in your ministry that you get mad at your mate. There will be a time in which the board, the session, the vestry, the deacons will start getting upset with you. There will be a time when the money starts running slow. There will be a time in which your ministry is not doing as well. There will be a time in which you have a vision and other people don't have the same vision and they say no. And she asked us, what are you going to do from the first time you saw Jesus, the burning bush, to the next time you see Jesus? How many of us are going to hold on knowing that in the midst of the storm, although we cannot see Jesus or feel Jesus, how can we trust that God is going to be there? And I'm sure the same thing was happening here with the disciples on the boat. And so they went down and said, teacher, do you not care that we're perishing? Does Jesus not care that families are being separated? Does Jesus not care that we still have young people like the young man in Pittsburgh shot in the back and more people are dying? Jesus, do you not care that we have somebody in the White House that we don't necessarily agree with? Jesus, do you not care that even in this state, We've been through voter ID laws and they're coming back again. Jesus, do you not care that our structures are failing? Jesus, do you not care that I don't know where I'm going to get my next meal from? Jesus, do you not care? Why are you asleep at the bottom of the boat? But you know, it's always in the midst when we think that we've gotten the lowest that we possibly can, that Jesus shows up and shows out. But we find out that Jesus didn't respond back to them, just got up and just calmed the seas and said, "Peace, be still." You see, it's in the midst of all these things that we face, brothers and sisters, that God is still present, that Jesus Christ is still working. Jesus never sleeps. Jesus is always on the job. And yet, when he said that and the wind ceased, the first thing he said to them, "Why are you afraid? Have you still no faith?" Storms don't last forever, brothers and sisters. And you've been through some, and I've been through some. Mine might be just a little bit of a windstorm. Some of you have been through hurricanes and earthquakes. Some of you have been through major devastations. Some of you here have lost mates. You've lost family members. Some of you have been through life-threatening and life-altering diseases. Some of you have experienced racism and all the other isms. But don't you know, you're still here today because somebody calmed the storm. Don't you know that you are still here today, even though you may not have the faith that you want to, but God says if you put one step forward, God will put two steps forward. Brothers and sisters, we find out here today that we still serve a God that is still powerful. We still serve a God who is still mighty. We still serve a God who walks with us in the storm. That we don't go through the storms of life alone, but we know that as we walk with Christ, Christ will always be there in our lives. And we will be like the disciples. And we will say, "Who then is this that even the wind and the sea obey him?" Now check this out. The disciples had seen everything Jesus had done, but they were still unbelieving. If we who believe in Christ still don't believe fully, we're all on a journey. We're all on a journey. There's nobody who is complete in faith. You show me a person who is complete in faith, I'll give you a dollar. We're still human. We still have doubts. We still have fears. We still have insecurities. We still have a lack of self-discipline. But God loves us just as we are. And brothers and sisters, it doesn't matter what storm you're going through today, God is always there. And if you look back on your life and see what God has brought you through, then you shouldn't do anything else but praise him. To be assured that no matter what storm you've been through before, you know that if you've been through it before and been through it, you can go through it again, knowing that God is everlasting, that God is mighty, that God is worthy to be praised today. Brothers and sisters, you're not going through it alone. The storm is almost over, and the sunshine is about to come through. You see, there is a light at the end of the tunnel. There is calm seas on the other side of the stormy seas. There is a light that will be shown through the clouds. There is a God who still loves us, and no matter what you're going through today, it will not last always. For God will always be with there. God is not asleep on the job. It may seem like God is someplace else over in another country, but God is right here. But all we have to do is be faithful and believe that no matter what we go through, God will bring us through. Know that God is faithful. Know that Christ brings peace in all of our lives. And as we go forth from here today, let us tell somebody else, brothers and sisters, I don't know what you're going through, but with Jesus, it'll be all right. Jesus will bring you through. The storm is gonna be over. Are you ready to see the other side? And are you ready to tell somebody else? Because I've been through it, you can go through it too. Brothers and sisters, this God that we serve is wonderful, is mighty, is holy. And on this day, will bring you through, no matter what you're going through, that you may give God all the praise and glory this day and forevermore. Amen. Amen. And now, let us stand.